Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I was very absent this week. It was a busier week. Sorry. I keep apologizing for these things. The dailiest thing is just kind of a dream. If they're the fact that we're in where we are with sports right now, it's like mid-season in college basketball, NHL, and NBA. So really the only things to talk about are the football. That's that interesting. As we get down closer to the end, I mean, there are some crazy things happening in the Big East. Shout out to Paul for beating number 8 ranked Xavier right after I had just praised Xavier for being one of the best teams in the country. So, but that is pretty cool. Providence has lost back-to-back games. UConn just lost to Seton Hall. It's looking like that top 5 that I thought was so clear in the Big East isn't as clear as we thought. So I'll save more of the Big East content for next week when there's less football to talk about. But today I'm going to be doing the preview. I'll go through all the games, talk about who I think is going to win and who I think is going to cover the spread. And then I also have a anytime touchdown score parlay that's almost a guaranteed lock, which has some crazy odds, plus 59,000 odds. So I'll get to that at the end. But first, let's go through the games. We got Jags, Chiefs. Kansas City's -9 in this game. I know the big theme that everyone's talking about is Trevor Lawrence never lost on a Saturday. That's like, I don't know, not, I feel like that's, it's cool, but it doesn't really mean anything because in college football, we obviously know that there's not that much parity and the better team always wins. And Clemson, when Trevor Lawrence was on, it was nasty. And in the NFL, I don't know how many games he played on Saturday, 2 maybe. This actually might have been his first, the one last week. So I do think the Chiefs are going to win this game, sadly. I'm pulling for the Jags. They're kind of my favorite to win the Super Bowl, like who I want to win. It doesn't look like that's actually going to happen. Speaking of who I want to win, my predictions were pretty bad last week. Chargers eliminated. I had them going to the Super Bowl. Other than that, though, my picks weren't that bad. I did have Bengals, Bills. I had Cowboys, Niners. I had those teams advancing. I did have the Vikings who lost. So I missed the Vikings and missed the Chargers. But besides the point, I think the Chiefs are going to win this game. They're rested. And the line is tough as well. The Chiefs have not been a good cover team all year. The Jags are a pretty underrated offense, but I'm actually going to go with the Chiefs. I'm going to take the Chiefs -9. I think everyone's going to be riding on the Jags, so I kind of am just straying away from the popular vote here. I find that that's kind of how it works. Vegas usually wins, so whatever the money is on, kind of go the other direction. I'm going to go with the Chiefs here. Haven't covered well all year, but I'll take them to advance and to cover the spread. Next up, we got Giants-Eagles. This game is really exciting. I mean, since I'm in New York, everyone is pulling for the Giants. It's kind of an electric place to be watching the playoffs. Jalen Hurts is injured. Nobody really knows to what extent and how much they'll run him in this game. I think they will run him because it's the playoffs. This isn't a regular season game. This is like kind of back to the wall, balls to the wall, do whatever you can. So I think Jalen Hurts will run. Maybe he gets injured in this game and we see a little Gardner Minshew. Not really sure. That'd be an interesting prop. Gardner Minshew over under one snap. I might take the over on that, but I actually am going to take the Eagles to narrowly win this game. So Giants cover, but Eagles win. In Philly, it's hostile. The Giants, as I've talked about all year, are like, it does have remnants of these Giants teams that sneak into the playoffs and then make a run to the Super Bowl, like 2011, 2007. I just don't think that this year is necessarily it. They need a couple more pieces in order to do that. And I think that this is going to be an Eagles victory. So I'll take the Eagles, but Giants cover the spread. And that's the Saturday games. We'll move into Sunday. Bengals, Bills. Buffalo -5.5. And I did read something that might even shift more towards like Buffalo -6. I think that's too many points. Obviously we only saw one quarter of football, but the Bengals were winning 7-3. So that might tell you something. Not really, but I think the Bengals will cover the spread. And I'm actually going to take the Bengals to win this game. I've been preaching the Bengals all year. I think they just have a complete team. They are a little bit injured. I think they have some offensive line injuries. Another key piece got hurt. I think it was on defense last week. But I don't know. Especially after watching last week, both the Bengals and the Bills struggled. I think both teams will rebound. I think this should be an exciting game. Over 49 is not a bad bet for getting the spread. But I'm going to take the Bengals to win, mostly just because I've been riding them all year. And finally, we got Cowboys Niners. This is probably the most exciting game of the week. It's the closest spread. The Cowboys looked really lethal last week, which is kind of why I am gonna take the Niners to win and cover, because the Cowboys, as I've talked about in episodes past, are just the most inconsistent team. Dak will look really good one week and then look like trash the next week. I mean, Dak looked stellar last week. He played pretty much a perfect football game. Him and Daniel Jones were just elite last week. But the Niners team is just too consistent for me and too good to lose this game. I'm a little bit worried about it. I'm a little bit worried about taking the Niners, just because it's Brock Purdy against a Dak Prescott that looked really, really good. But I'm going to ride with the Niners. I think they win by 6 points. Okay, that was the predictions. I know it was quick. I'm in a bit of a hurry, but I'm not in a hurry. What am I talking about? But let me move into this parlay bet. So what I did is I did a same game parlay for each game and then parlayed them together. So what I mean is that I picked two people from each team that I thought were going to score a touchdown, and then I parlayed all of those people together. So what I'll do is I'll run through each game. I'll give you the two people. It's one person from each team in each of these cases. So, this is almost surefire, but I bet $4 to win $2,400. That'll be rent for next month, because this is a guaranteed lock. But what I'll do is I'll give each player, then I'll give the one that I'm more confident in case you only want to pick four players or just pick less than me. First game, Jags-Chiefs. I got Jerick McKinnon and Christian Kirk. I think this game is going to be a shootout, so I think, honestly, you could pick more players from this game if you wanted to. It's tough with the Jags. When you look at their roster, you kind of look at it and like, who is definitely going to score? I thought about ETN, but then I shied away from it for some reason. I don't know. The Jags just throw the ball a lot. So I'd say I'm more sure about Jerick McKinnon. He's been a touchdown scoring machine later on in the regular season. Down that back half, he scored a shit ton of touchdowns. So Jerick McKinnon is the one I'm more sure about. Take him if you're only going to take one of these guys. But Jerick McKinnon and Christian Kirk are the first two. Next game, I got Saquon and A.J. Brown. Saquon, like Jerick McKinnon, I mean, he just scores a lot of touchdowns. If the Giants are near the goal line, they're going to give it to him. He touches the ball a ton. And then A.J. Brown, Eagles are going to be I think the Eagles are going to be a little bit more shy about running it in the red zone as they have been in the regular season. We've seen so many Jalen Hurts touchdowns, but I think A.J. Brown is – they're going to throw some fades to him. They'll throw some deep balls to him. This one's tough to pick who I think is actually more likely to get one. I'm pretty comfortable picking both of these guys, but I think maybe A.J. Brown for the value. So right now, Jerick McKinnon and A.J. Brown are the two more ones I'm certain about. This next game is probably the one that scares me the most. Bengals-Bills. Again, kind of like the Jags, it's tough to tell which people are going to score on these teams. The Bengals have so many weapons. And it's like Joe Mixon doesn't score a crazy amount of touchdowns. So I actually have Ja'Marr Chase from the Bengals team. He scored one last week. He's Joe Burrow's favorite target. They love to like try and get him going so he can kind of carry the team later on. He's like a poor man's Justin Jefferson. Hate to slander Ja'Marr like that, but no one is Justin Jefferson. So, and then for the Bills, I got Dawson Knox. He scored one last week too. This one worries me a lot. Honestly, it's probably kind of like my least favorite one that I've picked. So if you're going to pick one, I think pick Ja'Marr Chase or find another player that you like in this game, because I'm not crazy about this one. And then lastly, Niners Cowboys. I got Christian McCaffrey. He's in every offensive facet. If they're running the ball, it's going to go to him. He's also a huge part of the passing game. I think that's pretty likely. And then for the Cowboys, I got Tony Pollard. He didn't score last week, neither did Zeke, but Tony Pollard looked so much better than Zeke last week. And he just is a better player than Zeke. I think everyone can acknowledge that at this point. So I'm going to go with Tony and Christian McCaffrey, and Tony is the more Tony has a little bit more value. So I'm going to go with Tony here because I like both their chances to score. And that is that's that bet. I also have a crazy one I'll just throw in here. It's a four-pick parlay. $1 to win 14,000. It's a parlay of the first touchdown scores in each of these games. I got Jerick McKinnon, Saquon, T. Higgins, and Tony Pollard. So if you like that, take it. $1 to win 14,000. That would be crazy. And if one of these hits, then this podcast better explode. So thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you soon.